Now mama turned on the light in this place. There's no smile like the smile on your face. There's no joy like the joy of a soul coming in. There's no joy like the joy of a soul coming in.
Angelique Kidjo, she a four-time Grammy nominated, much celebrated singer, composer, and performer, began in the Beninese port village of Cotonou, where she launched her career at the age of six. The political turmoil in her country led her to relocate to Paris, the capital of world music, and then ultimately to, and that's where the bio ends, so I can't tell you. I guess you'll have to Wikipedia her. I've been listening to her for a long time, so it was really nice to see that there is some Angelique Kidjo in the PodSafe network. Not bad, huh? So I gotta tell you, I'm having a great day. I'm feeling really good. And the reason is I found some stuff that I relied upon for a long time to keep me balanced, sane, and, you know, progressing, that I had forgotten about. And a long time ago, I was really into coaching and wanting to be a coach, and I've done a lot of coaching. I've done a lot of coaching. I was into Thomas Leonard, who started Coachville, and he had all of these really amazing assessment forms and checklists and things that you could use, and you had to be a member. You have to be a member to download and use them. But to give you an idea, let me find one of them. These are brilliant, and I'll tell you why they're brilliant. Because they give you something to measure, and, you know, I mean, in all of his experience with coaching, he's been able to, you know, make really powerful distinctions that can make a big difference in your life. And some of these assessment forms are built around finances, some are built around life, personal stuff, some are built around relationships, but they're all just really good, and they usually come in, you know, four, five, six parts. And so the one that I really like is called The Clean Sweep. And this one is, I'll give you a little bit of the, I'll read a little bit to you. So The Clean Sweep program, it says, you have more natural energy when you are clear with your environment, health, and emotional balance, money, and relationships. The Clean Sweep program consists of 100 items which, when completed, give you the vitality and strength you want. Yeah, right there sounds pretty good. So it's got this 100-point checklist, and you have four sections, A, B, C, and D, each with 25 little things for you to check off. So A is physical environment. So check this off if it's true. My personal files, papers, and receipts are neatly filed away. If it's not true, you can't check it off. How about number two? My car is in excellent condition. Doesn't need mechanical work, repairs, cleaning, or replacing. So that's an idea of my physical environment. I recycle. I use non-ozone depleting products. Now how about B, which is health and emotional balance? I rarely use caffeine. Now he was on a big negative caffeine kick. So you can change some of these. I'm going to change some of these because caffeine works for me. Okay? And I'm not going to get rid of it. I rarely eat sugar. That one works for me. Less than 3 times per week. I've eaten sugar once in the past 8 weeks. So there. I rarely watch television, less than 5 hours per week. I rarely drink alcohol, keep on down the line. I have no habits that I find to be unacceptable. So fill those out. Then you've got the money. I currently save at least 10% of my income. I pay my bills on time virtually always. Finally is the section on relationships. I have told my parents in the last 3 months that I love them. I get along with my siblings. I get along with my coworkers, clients, and on and on. So you've got four categories here that, you know, if you were to start out just right now and check a lot of these off, maybe you'd have a 50 or a 60, and you'd feel good. You'd be like, oh, I can do this. And if you continue on and continue to improve upon this, you'd be surprised at what kind of person you end up being. Now, this is just one of them. It's one of the basic ones. And I had taken like maybe 3 or 4 of them and committed to doing them. Well, what I've decided to do is take about 7 of them and put them on Google Docs, which I'm loving right now, in an Excel spreadsheet format. And so you can keep track of your score and the date and how you're improving. And these are things that you could measure. If it's in a spreadsheet, you can do it. You know, you can chart it out. And you can find out how you're improving in any one of those sections, which I think is super cool. But then my goal was, you know, you have to give a little bit of time to yourself each day. So I was going to commit for a while to look at one of these a day and take one item off of each. I haven't decided how I'm going to do this, but I'm thinking about maybe taking one item off of each program. So if I do the Clean Sweep program, and then there's another one called the Biz Whiz Success, which is really cool. There's there's a Meta Skills one program that's really cool. There's an Internet Marketing one. There's a Personal Path one. There's a New Biz Startup. There's just hundreds of them actually, and they're all they can all serve some sort of need for you. And some of them require that you have to have an entire of these others, like one of them requires that the Clean Sweep be finished or at a certain level before you can do that one, or that's one of the things to check off. So some of these are like really huge. So I was thinking just take one of them off of each program, or maybe one thing off of each section within each program, and make it as a to-do for the week. Some of them maybe will take longer, but they're goals. So, you know, put that into the to-do list and start making this, making these kinds of improvements in my life. Because obviously, it's hard to manage an entire life. You know, you forget these things. You forget what kind of progress you made unless you have some sort of measurement system in place. And that's what I really loved about it when I first started it, was something as simple as, I want to go back to the environment in this one, your environment. Something as simple as, my bed is made daily. You know what? I never made my bed until I started putting that as a practice. And then I just made my bed daily. And you might not think it's a big deal, but when you go into your room and your bed's made, it has a sense of, what Chogyam Trungpa in Shambhala calls drala, this where the energy flows freely through the place, and it's in balance. And so I always like that idea, and of course that one little thing makes it make a big difference. So here's another one. I surround myself with music, which makes my life more enjoyable. I can check that off. But what if you don't? You know, what if you realize that you don't listen to music? Well, bring it into your life. What the hell? It makes your environment much better, which ultimately makes the rest of your life better. So I also want to create a few of these for myself because, you know, he uses these with his own philosophy. And like I said, the whole caffeine thing, that's part of his philosophy. Well, I have a philosophy that might be a little bit different. You know, some of my NLP background, I would like to consider putting that in there. So, you know, for an NLP practitioner and for your own using NLP on yourself and stuff like that. Also for musicians, I've always wanted to create one for ear training. So you've got, you know, your categories and what you can say that you're good at, what you can't say, and ones for your instrument. The other one I was thinking of was like an authentic man one for men. This one based on the Way of the Superior Man by David Data. I thought that would be really cool. So I'll tell you what, I'm really excited that I found these and renewed the website coaching or the website membership, so I can get access to these files. And you know, there's hundreds of them, so I found a really cool, or I created a cool little automator script that would download them all off the current Safari page and put them into a folder that I specified, so they're nice and organized and I have them all on my computer. Otherwise, downloading one by one, that would have taken hours. But I'm slick. I automate, right? I automate. And the other cool thing that I did yesterday was I put myself on YouTube, put my face on YouTube for the first time. No makeup, I didn't even shave, no background, just straight from the built-in MacBook Pro eyesight into iMovie and exported it directly to YouTube. It was so slick. It was a one-take thing, and I did this because I wanted to try something out with my subscribers for Absolute Pitch. You know, I've got this special that I'm putting on, a little goof that I made, and I want to give them a discount for my mistake. And so I said, why don't I try video? You know, video is really important right now on the web, and I need to get into it. So I tossed it on YouTube. Right now, it looks like if I refresh the page, I've got 112 views. From that, I've gathered about 3 sales, so 2.25%, something like that. Maybe is that 2.75%? In between 2 and 3% conversion of all the people who watched the video. That's not bad. You know, maybe it's a better conversion rate than I normally get. So you know, that's cool. And it was scary. Putting your face online can be scary. There was no script, no sales, no polished sales copy. It was just me laying it out, what the offer is. And the day before that, I put on my Absolute Pitch ear training podcast online, and I did that one without a script too, which I'm not used to doing. I'm used to going with a script, but that one took 2 takes. The first one I really wasn't happy with. The second one was much better, and they were short 3-minute little podcasts. The first one actually was longer because I rambled, which I can do, but that was fun. So I feel like I've, you know, made some advances, in you know, and done some things that were uncomfortable, and I didn't get hurt. And you know, I'm not going to read the comments. If anyone leaves comments, I'm not going to bother with that, because people on YouTube, I don't know if you ever read the comments on YouTube, they're not the kind of comments that, you know, you necessarily want to act on. Things like "fuck you, you're an idiot." Well, that's on there all the time, or "I'd hit that," or whatever. You know, you don't want to act on those comments or use those comments to make decisions on or make changes on. So I'm not going to read the comments. I'm just going to let people say what they want to say, and the numbers speak for themselves right now. People that have seen it appreciate it because they've bought the product with a decent conversion anyway. So that was cool. And what else? That's about it. I'm really excited about this coaching thing, and I've put a couple of them on Google Docs right now. And I don't know if you use Google Docs, but I'm using it religiously right now. But it's really powerful, and the ability to share and the ability to have it from anywhere, and you know, not using a bloated program like Excel or Word. I don't even have Office installed in this computer. I feel like I'm going to have to eventually, but maybe not, because now that Numbers, and I've got Numbers, which I'll have to buy that. I've just got the 30-day free trial, but maybe I won't have to use Excel. Of course, I know I've got an Excel spreadsheet that has a macro that might be kind of important. I don't know. I've never actually used it, but I was told it was important. So there's that. And let me see, is that it? Yeah, that's about it. Talked for enough. And I'm going to let you go out with another Angelique Kidjo. The first one was featured Peter Gabriel, and this one features Joss Stone, who has a set of pipes on her. So dig it, and I'll talk to you next time.